From Story Flow, Science, Science. The day's top six. June the 13th. Neurodivergence isn't just a label for different ways of thinking. It reflects genuine variations in brain architecture. While every brain shares the same basic materials, the connections, neurotransmitter balances, and processing pathways differ from person to person, much like fingerprints. Neuroplasticity shows that these networks can be reshaped by experience, but the starting point isn't uniform. This means that sensory overload for one person, like noticing every coffee machine whir in a cafe, can be background noise for another, highlighting the need to move beyond a normal brain as a statistical average and recognize natural neurological diversity. The 2026 World Cup introduces mandatory 3-minute hydration breaks, which broadcasters can fill with commercials. FIFA cites rising heat from climate change as the reason, noting that extreme temperatures have tripled in host cities since 1994. Scientists warn that the tournament's carbon footprint could be the largest ever for sport, with emissions comparable to millions of cars or dozens of power plants, driven by extensive air travel across 3 host nations and an expanded roster of teams. Critics argue the climate rationale is being used to justify ad revenue, calling the move a form of greenwashing that masks the sport's growing environmental impact. A recent climate-focused podcast dismantles the conspiracy narrative that climate researchers are wealthy elites profiting from secret deals. It explains that most scientists work in public institutions, earn typical academic salaries, and receive transparent funding from government agencies and disclosed foundations. Travel is funded through standard institutional budgets, and the peer review process safeguards the integrity of research. The episode stresses that while healthy skepticism is valuable, it must be grounded in evidence rather than unfounded accusations, and that climate policy is driven by a broad coalition seeking resilience, not a monolithic profit-seeking cabal. The Silent Ecocide Redux reframes the ecological crisis as a breakdown in human consciousness rather than solely species loss. Drawing on decades of ecological work, indigenous perspectives, and interdisciplinary research, the revised edition critiques technocratic and economic systems that deepen environmental degradation. It weaves science, philosophy, and investigative